This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ryan Wood here on the Mason Crosby Show. Ryan, on the fan guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. Ryan, what the hell is going on right now?
What world is this? They draft the first round receiver and make the biggest trade of the NFL offseason all the same year? I don't know. It's a new and improved Brian Gutekunst maybe. But, you know, the thing that's in my mind, you go back to the very end of last season. The last thing Brian Gutekunst literally said before venturing into the offseason, said it's a time for urgency, right? You look at this team and where they've been structured, set up, Jordan Love entering his third year as a starter. The youngest locker room in the NFL the past 2 years, but with getting a ton of big game experience, because obviously they make the playoffs both years. This sure seemed like the year for urgency. And I think a lot of us kind of wondered, okay, where's that urgency from Brian Gutekunst throughout this entire offseason, right? Because he had one job this offseason, build your pass rush. And that didn't happen. And, oh, by the way, now he has Micah Parsons. So, yeah, it did. It's you know, he waited to the buzzer, but he did it in the biggest way he could have.
For sure. Ryan, I appreciate you jumping on the show. I can't imagine they didn't have, like, you know, he didn't call Jerry Jones or, like, have that conversation before the draft. I mean, I'm assuming, like, this doesn't just happen, you know, in this vacuum, in training camp, where it's just like, oh, okay, we're going to start this conversation. I'm sure those calls happen. And, you know, Jerry probably said, no, we're not interested. But you have to think that this had been ongoing since sometime in the spring, figuring it out. And then Jerry Jones ended up probably taking about a 50% deal that he could have gotten earlier in the spring.
You know, that's one of the things that'll be really interesting to learn today when Brian Gutekunst speaks and introduces Micah Parsons to the Packers fan base. How did this come about? We're not in Dallas, but we can read, right? So we know that the reports out of Dallas are that Jerry Jones felt that he had negotiated in good faith directly and personally with Micah Parsons a record-setting deal this spring. Only problem, as everyone knows, Mason, you know this, yeah. you don't do deals without an agent. You got to have your agent there, and that he wasn't. That's a big problem. Jerry Jones should know better. And so on August 1st, Micah Parsons finally has enough, and he says, okay, you guys didn't talk to my agent. I want out of here. I wonder if, not that Brian Gutekunst, I'm sure, was paying attention. I mean, when Myles Garrett requests a trade at the Super Bowl, I'm sure Brian Gutekunst noticed. But when a player of Micah Parsons' caliber officially writes that long statement, says, I request a trade, that had to get Brian Gutekunst's interest then.
Yeah, for sure. We got Ryan Wood. He is the a beat writer for USA Today, Packers beat writer by Ryan Wood. You can find him on Twitter. I'm sure you've been busy. I saw you had an emergency podcast. Everybody's jumping on, doing their thing. So what does this mean for this Packers team? Obviously, like, Kenny Clark's my guy. There's so many nuances to what this deal is. Kenny Clark, the last of Ted Thompson's drafted players leaving this Packers team. This is an all Gutenkunst's team. Like, it's his squad now. What does this mean for this Packers team, moving forward? Is that urgency now? I was thinking about this. I didn't have a chance to ask. We had Andrew Brandt on, and so I'll ask you this question. With Ed Policy saying he's not extending their contracts, doing all that, I mean, it feels like that moment where it's like, all right, back's against the wall. We got to go try to win a championship, or this whole thing could be turning over a little bit. Do you think any of that is reason to go and get a player like Micah Parsons whenever he became available?
Well, I think there is a lot of pressure on Matt LaFleur now. And I think that any competitor, including Matt LaFleur, tell you what do they say about pressure, right? Pressure is a privilege. So
yep, exactly.
I don't think that's something that Matt LaFleur is going to back down or back away from. But you do have a lot of youth and a lot of big game experience. That is a dangerous combination to have in this league. And when you have it, you expect to take a jump. You expect to go to another level. And that is now what 2025 is about. There's no more excuses, right? Had they not traded for Micah Parsons, that pass rush was lingering there as a potential excuse. They didn't really address it much, and we saw that last year they could not consistently get home with four, right? I asked Brian Gutekunst on the day after cutdown day, Wednesday. I asked him what he thought about the pass rush last year. He's like, it was dominant at times. You want to be more consistently dominant. That was the – and there was nothing that had really happened this offseason to change that, right? Yeah. Now there has. There's no more excuses here. This is Super Bowl or bust, and this is a team that is built to be able to actually meet those expectations. Now, I don't think we should gloss over the Kenny Clark aspect of this. You know, Mason, that's your guy. It's going to be eerie for me walking into the locker room and not seeing Kenny Clark. I have 9 years that has happened. Better part of a decade. And he was.
And I mean, he's only 30 years old, too. I mean, it's like he's been there forever.
It feels that way, and he was instrumental as a leader in that locker room, considering that this was the youngest team in the NFL, and he's the one guy that's been there forever. He's instrumental on the interior, stopping the run. You know, that's a big question now on the interior. But I think in this league, and this is really what the decision that Brian Gutekunst was faced with, if you have a choice between rushing the passer and stopping the run, and it's not like they're going to sacrifice stopping the run, but if that's your choice, you always pick rushing the passer. That
for
wins
sure.
Not only games. Look at the Philadelphia Eagles. That wins titles in this league if you can rush the passer, and now the Packers absolutely can't. I think critical in this deal, and what really shocked me, was that they didn't have to trade Rashawn Gary.
Yeah.
I just figured – you knew that this would be picks plus player. I just figured that Rashawn Gary was going to have to be the player because that's a young pass rusher that, okay, Jerry Jones can go and sell this to the Cowboys fan base. Now, instead of that edge rush might have been the biggest weakness on this roster. Now, with Rashawn Gary and Micah Parsons, it might be the best bookend edge rush in the entire NFL.
No. Like,
overnight, that has completely changed.
Ryan Wood joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Ryan, I want to look at the moves now from the 53-man roster and then how it translates with Micah Parsons. Like, I thought it was weird, or at least strange in some way, that they kept six defensive tackles on that initial 53-man roster, right?
Yeah.
Like, that seems like that was all now part of a plan, and some negotiations were happening during that time when the 53-man roster was being constructed. Obviously, now they only have five with Kenny Clark being moved in this Dallas deal. But, like, how high are they on guys like a Nasir Stackhouse or, a Warren Brinson, who were kept on as younger guys and going to play these defensive tackle roles, if they were willing to move on from Kenny Clark to bring in a guy like Micah Parsons? Not that you wouldn't do this deal 100 times out of 100, but you got to have some level of faith in a UDFA if you're going to keep him on a roster at some point, Ryan.
To your point, knowing what we know now, you have to believe that Brian Gutekunst had a good idea Kenny Clark might not be on his roster this season. So that had to factor into the 53 calculations when cutdown day came. We'll find out what they feel about Warren Brinson and Nasir Stackhouse. Neither guy has ever played a snap in this league. There's a lot of inexperience now. I think Devontae Wyatt, you look at last year, it sure felt like he was on the verge of a breakout. Three sacks in the first three games, and he has the ankle injury week 4 against Minnesota. not the same guy until he misses a month, but really not the same guy until December when he has two more sacks late in the season. He's a guy that I think he's ready to anchor your defensive line. The question is, what's behind him? And Carl Brooks has shown that he can have flashes of pass rush brilliance. Colby Wooden can contribute to the run support, but there's not a lot of depth there now. I wouldn't be surprised if Brian Gutekunst goes out and tries to find a guy to bring in there off the street just to have more bodies, because that's a lot to ask on two rookies. But if he doesn't, Warren Brinson and Zier Stackhouse, they're going to have to play snaps this year.
For sure. I mean, you got to think the expectation now is everyone's going to be focused on Micah Parsons, which is amazing for Rashawn Gary, right? Like, you got to think, like, we were talking about this yesterday. I mean, Rashawn Gary's sack number, we should have expectations for him to be more effective in the pass rush. Another question I have is, you know, I've talked about this a couple times. Do you think in some pass rush situations we could see Van Ness on the field in like a D-tackle type situation?
Yeah, kind of like a Corvette mode, right? You just put your sports cards out there, let him go. Yeah, Lucas Van Ness, we know this about him. He's a guy that has the ability to slide down to the interior. Didn't see it a whole lot in camp, but he's played that before. I mean, he's dropped his hand in the dirt and gone down before. And I think that there's a certain comfort level that he has. Yes, in pass rush situations, I think that you'll likely see all three of them on the field. You'll see Devontae Wyatt with them. You'll see Carl Brooks with them because he can get after the passer. It's not just what it does to Rashawn Gary, and let's call it now. I think Rashawn Gary is about to have his first double-digit sack season of his career. I think that that's the influence of Micah Parsons just not having to go against those double teams with near the regularity. But it helps your depth so much too, because now Lucas Van Ness isn't a starter. He's your number three. He's coming off the sideline rotating in. That's a very comfortable role for him to be in. You look at Brenton Cox. You look at the rookie Baron Sorrell. You look at Kingsley and Igbari. Those guys are going to be – they're solid rotational pieces to have for depth on the edge. It all trickles down because of Micah Parsons. So, yeah, the pass rush is in not just at the top, not just Micah Parsons, not just at a minimum of 12 sacks this year, because that's what he's always done in his first 4 years of his career. But everything down the depth chart gets a boost.
Yeah, I was, and you think about it too on the back end, what you can do in the secondary now, whenever you have a quality pass rush like Micah Parsons, and you're going to, you know, probably free up Rashawn Gary a little bit. Now that pass rush is solidified, that back end can be a little more aggressive on their, you know, how they're covering the receivers and doing what they're doing in the back. They had a great, like, they turned over the ball a lot last year. They got a lot of turnovers. But now with this pass rush, they can just get after it even more and, you know, be a more aggressive. I remember, like, our 2011 season, you know, it's teams had to get into passing situations because we were so good on offense. So that's where this needs to play a factor. And I think you said it with Matt LaFleur. It's like, the offense has pressure now. If you can go and move the ball and score points and get teams into passing situations, that is going to be a recipe for this team to have great success.
I was just going to say, too, Ryan, you brought up like the pressure on Matt LaFleur. Like, Jordan Love has to feel a little bit more pressure, at least, than he did yesterday now with his season on the line here, Ryan.
Yes and no, right? Yes, because this is his third year as a starter, and he's the $55 million quarterback. He is expected to get you there. That's the way this league works. It also, I think, takes a little pressure off of Jordan Love. He knows he doesn't have to make a big play every time he's got the ball. You know, that old QB adage, a punt isn't necessarily a bad play. Well, it's definitely not a bad play when you've got your defense back on the field. They got Micah Parsons, right? To your point, Mason, about the secondary, how happy does Xavier McKinney have to be?
Oh, my gosh.
Because when you're lacking in pass rush, it's a lot easier for quarterbacks to be choosy. It's a lot easier to stay away from the deep middle. But when you're under duress constantly, you don't have the option of being selective. You got to get rid of the ball. That means deep middle. That means Xavier McKinney's vicinity. That's what you're going to do because you can't take the sack. And if you look at the totality of the defense now, the Packers got to feel like they have an elite player on all levels. Micah Parsons on the defensive line. Edgerrin Cooper, he's expected to be ascending into that type of caliber player this year. Played half the snaps last year, was twice NFC Player of the Week as a rookie. And then Xavier McKinney on the back end. There's elite players everywhere you look, all levels. And you know this, Super Bowl champions are built with elite players. They got to have the depth too, but you got to have star power in this league to go win a championship, and that's what the Packers have.
Yeah, I love that. I just, in my mind, I look at it as like now with this pass rush, you go into, they can play some like two man, where it's like, okay, you let those cornerbacks, let Keyshawn Nixon and Nate Hobbs, which like I've been a little worried about them because they like to put their hands on guys. They like to grab. So it's like, but if you can grab early, let them go and let that pass rush get going. They're strong physical type DBs. That could be a great option for this team. So, let's go to the other side of the ball real quick. Because it's so funny, like ESPN, you got Orlovsky just like now all of a sudden, the offense has all these weapons that he probably, I think, had like downplayed for a while, but Micah Parsons on the team. Now it's like, man, this team is amazing. They're going to light up the scoreboard and, stop everyone on defense. But like, what do you think about receiving core, Jaden Reed's stuff, his health issues, sounds like his, he's practicing, but that foot thing could be an issue going forward. What do you feel, is going to show there in this, this receiving room and that offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I asked Jaden Reed point blank about week one, and he wasn't ready to give that seal of approval yet. He said it's still up in the air. He's still not able to run routes without pain.
Especially when it looked a little labored from what I saw. Yeah.
Yeah. So that, now there's 9 days left of the opener. There's still time. And I think it's certainly a good sign that he was able to practice this week. Matthew Golden is going to be fascinating to watch. I know that in this culture, we take things and we can blow it way out of proportion. I want to make very clear, this is not in any way a statement on the future. I have no idea what's to come. But as far as a rookie training camp, Matthew Golden right now is ahead of where Davante Adams was in 2014. Like that's the type of rookie training camp that Matthew Golden just had. It does not mean that he'll ever be Davante Adams, because you know this. It took a few years for Davante Adams to become Davante Adams, and he was the best receiver in the league on a Hall of Fame track. I mean, he was Davante Adams. So, but just in terms of being ready for September, Matthew Golden looks like he's ready now to contribute, to be a key piece in this offense. That's going to help Jordan Love. And this is an offense that's going to be built on the back of Josh Jacobs. It's going to be built on the back of that power run game and that offensive line, which mirrors really nice when you have a juggernaut.
With a great defense.
On defense, right? That's what you want. When you can mirror those two things, and that's where I say, in a way, it takes pressure off of Jordan Love, because he doesn't have to be what Aaron Rodgers was for so many years here, which was the end-all, be-all. It runs through you. If it doesn't run for you, it's not running.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways for this roster to go win games each week, not just the quarterback. The quarterback's got to play well, but that's a great run game and defense is the quarterback's best friend. That's what the Packers should have.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's be real. Let's not be upset if, we see a lot of games that 21-7, 24-7, where it's just like, they plod along, they control the clock, and just get it done and just wear teams out with the defense that they're going to be able to put out on the field. I do ask, like, Micah Parsons obviously has not practiced. He didn't play there in Dallas. Like everything, it's like, we've seen that. Guys have backs. It's like we got a back injury. But do you see him playing a lot of snaps against the Lions? My thought is maybe he's going to be the pass rush guy, in these first couple games. Just get him back into the fold, make sure that he stays healthy. But what do you see his role to start this season right now?
That's a big question about him, because the last thing in the world you want to do is overextend Micah Parsons in September when he hasn't had a training camp. You need him for the long haul. You need him for the stretch run this year. So maybe something of a situational pass rusher. The other question I think is really big with him in terms of usage. There was that dispute in Dallas over whether he was a defensive end or a linebacker. Yeah. Micah Parsons believes he's a linebacker, and that's obviously it, in terms of the financial end, you get a little bit more as a linebacker than a defensive end. The Packers have linebackers. Like they have Edgerrin Cooper. They think very highly of Quay Walker. What they don't have is the edge rush. So do they use Micah Parsons the same way he was used in Dallas, where he was a rover guy? He was all over the field, kind of that that defense.
I don't think Halfley's afraid to do that, though, right? Like, Halfley's already been open about, like, I'll adjust to the players I have.
I mean, what we know about Jeff Halfley is that he's got an endless bag of creativity. We saw that week in, week out last year. So there's a lot of ways that and in terms of that creativity, how can you use Micah Parsons and Edgerrin Cooper together?
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be scary for offenses. But what's the biggest thing that defense does need? It is edge rush. And that is also something that Micah Parsons is elite at. So do you use him like Dallas, or do you really tailor him toward filling your biggest need and letting him just go? I think that usage will be very, very interesting.
For sure, for sure. We got Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer for USA Today, at By Ryan Wood on Twitter. Tommy, you got anything else? I mean, I really appreciate your takes, Ryan. I mean, that's we're diving deep into it, and this thing is just going to keep rolling. I cannot wait to see this Packers team take the field and what they're going to do against this Lions. The Lions, it was funny. I told these guys. So I was at this golf event in Alabama, flew back. Golden Tate was at the event as well. You know, hate it. You know, we hate him as Packers, Packers and Packers fans. If he wasn't such a nice guy, like I would really dislike him. But it was funny. I signed a Packers jersey for him, and then he was like, "I cannot believe this. Like, I hate it for my Lions." Like, he was worried about it for the Lions and for all these teams. And so just give your kind of final takes on what we can expect and what you think this does heading into this first week against the Lions.
Well, let's look at it in terms of the NFC North, right? The Lions have a massive question going into this season. They're replacing two coordinators. That is not an easy task. What helps them there is that they have a loaded roster, right? They have a ton of talent both sides of the ball. One of those pieces is Aiden Hutchinson. And until yesterday, that was a piece the Packers just simply could not match.
Yep.
Now, not only have they matched that, there's not a lot of guys in this league that you can say definitively better than Aiden Hutchinson. Micah Parsons is one.
Yep.
They not only matched that, they've surpassed that piece. This is a loaded roster itself, and the difference between the Packers and the Lions is the continuity on the staff now. And they're bringing that continuity with this very uber-talented roster. There's a lot of sinkage going on. A lot of those ingredients that you need to make a Super Bowl run, the requisite for making that type of run, the Packers have. So that's the reality of this team going into this season.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for jumping on today. Where can we find some of your amazing work? Anything you want to plug on the way out here? I'm sure you got a lot of stuff coming out here on the story that we got yesterday with the Packers.
Yeah, we flooded the zone last night on PackersNews.com. So make sure that we were all hands on deck. Make sure you go there. And then today, because this is a signature moment in Packers history. My colleague Tom Silverstein, who you guys know well, who – been around forever. I mean, this is the biggest introductory press conference since Reggie White. It's a big deal. So we'll have wall-to-wall coverage on Packers News all through the weekend.
Well, that'll be awesome. Ryan, appreciate it. We'll have to do it again sometime.
Hey, always good catching up with you guys.
Awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thanks, Ron.
There he is, Ryan Wood, joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. We are way late. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Mitch Nellis going to join us on the other side. The Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.